Hello, it's Kendall Parts here on the Killing Them Kendall Parts podcast. I want to talk about what happened yesterday in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals. Sunday in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals just absolutely crushed the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was delightful. It was, maybe it's not surprising at this age of Ben Roethlisberger, but I've been able to see the Bengals knock off the Steelers here and there, but I never seen them bust them down like that. Like, it was remarkable to see. Ben Roethlisberger looked old, and he looked old against the Bengals. Three games in a row. Did he play? Yeah, when they got beat by Ryan Finley. So it was just crazy. Everybody who was a free agent addition this year contributed. Eli Apple, interception. He's actually been playing pretty well. Eli Apple, interception. Mike Hilton, a former Steeler, interception for a touchdown, better known as a pick six. He got a pick six. Trey Hendrickson got a strip sack and a fumble recovery. So, you know, a complete game for the most part, 41-10. It was 31-3 at halftime because of the pick by, like, I never seen the Bengals dominate the Steelers, even in their wins. That was the first time since 2009 that they swept the Steelers and all that. Okay, so let's we go see what happens next week against the Chargers. That's a big game. We finally get our Justin Herbert versus Joe Burrow game. We're going to see which defense and which offense cracks under pressure. So I'm really, really excited about that game. So in college football, right? This is where coaches lie in college football. Say, oh, I'm not going to this place, I'm not going to that place. And then, okay, so I guess he didn't really exactly lie, but he didn't, because he didn't say that he was not considering no other coaching job, blah, 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 and all that, right? The coach I'm talking about is Lincoln Riley. Now, I saw a post by the New York Post of Jenny Taft and Skip Bayless arguing, and, you know, a couple of months ago, you saw them argue over Mike McCarthy's weight and all that. It's like, Skip Bayless, dude, leave Jenny alone. She's a part of the show, too. Like, damn. You was the star of First Take and First 10. And before it was called Cold Pizza. Is that really how you treated the moderators? Oh, and with Jay Crawford. I don't remember seeing you treat Jay Crawford like that. But Kerry Champion felt like you was disrespecting her. Like, leave Jenny alone, man. She's a part of the show. She loves sports. Leave her alone. She's been around Oklahoma all year. So anyways, Lincoln Riley, I guess he didn't exactly live because he didn't. He was asked about the LSU job, which we'll get into in a minute. He was asked about the LSU job, and that's when he said, "Oh, I'm not thinking about it, LSU." But then on Sunday afternoon, maybe Sunday morning, early Sunday afternoon, we see that he goes to USC, the Trojans. So it's like, he didn't lie about the LSU part, but why do coaches always lie about leaving? Luke Fickle, I just don't understand. And this is where the political correctness comes in. Like, you gotta be politically correct and say that you ain't doing it because you don't. But then, behind closed doors, you're working out a deal. And Brian Kelly, out of nowhere, he's the one that took the LSU job. He left Notre Dame. I thought it was your dream job. Isn't that why you wanted to leave Cincinnati? Because we were a stepping stone. Right? Built Cincinnati up, and they tanked after. I mean, they went down for a lot of years after you left. We're just now getting our feet back in this fifth year under Luke Fickle. And now, there's a possibility of Luke Fickle doing the same thing that Brian Kelly did, which is leaving UC for Notre Dame. I don't know if I ever seen a program have two head coaches, the last two head coaches be that the a certain program's coach until they the Notre Dame coach. Like, you see as a possibility of Luke Fickle leaving for Notre Dame, just like Brian Kelly did. Like, when you got the last two times you got head coaches, it was from one school, Cincinnati. I wonder if that has ever hit you. Had ever happened before with programs. Yeah, so it's a lot going on. Also today, in political news, you know, this just is, I know that your sports is a distraction from the political news. Maxwell, the lady who was a part of the Jeffrey Epstein case, she's been on trial, and the pilot for Epstein came out today and said, it's a guy. He came out and said that Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Donald Trump were on the plane to go to the island. It's like, wow, well, we kind of already knew Trump. And Clinton to from a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Just because I come from liberal politics, that don't mean I'm going to be. It's really, really disgusting. And, you know? And speaking of Donald Trump, it was some news about him getting the January 6th committee has reached him now. His name, they were saying he was making calls prior to the event to set up what happened. So, we're going to see that develop as the Justice Department finally get to the bottom line of this and this January 6th committee in Congress. So, wow. Alright. This is Kendall Parks. Talk to you guys later. I'm hoping that Luke Fickle stays a Cincinnati Bearcats. I love you guys. Make sure you cash at me. Mr. Parks 513. _ Mr. Parks on Twitter and Instagram. And it's _ Kendall on Twitter. I'm going to start using my podcast Instagram page a lot more too. But I want to get enough money to hire somebody to control my podcast pages. All right. I gotta get the note on well. Alright, this is Kendall Parks here on the Kendall Parks Podcast. Talk to you guys later.